Glad to have you joining us from wherever you may be. It's our weekly conversation with Rick Limpert, who covers technology and a lot of other things from right here in Atlanta. Rick Roswell, the handle on Twitter. WirelessWednesday.live, the site where you can keep up with all things Rick. And normally Rick joins us from a Starbucks location, the undisclosed Starbucks location. But Rick, you're in a different position today, and I don't want to do this just yet, but I want to give this little independent place where you are a shout out. But let's save it for the end. Meanwhile, race weekend in Atlanta, it has been raining seemingly for 10 days straight in the state of Georgia. Are they going to get this race in, do you think?
They're trying to, Sully. I know that qualifying for the Xfinity Series was canceled this morning, but they're moving on. We got two big races, the Xfinity and the trucks this afternoon, and then the big guys tomorrow afternoon. So this is NASCAR's only visit, really, to Atlanta for these series. So I got to get these races in.
Yeah, and it's weird. It always seems to coincide with some horrible weather. And we used to have two races here in the 90s, and then we lost one of them. And NASCAR used to be much bigger here than it seems to be now, at least.
We've had snow for these races, Sully. We've had ice. We've had extremely cold weather where the cars couldn't operate because it was so cold. And then we've had, the sun break through and it'd be really nice on a Sunday. We've also had Monday finishes because of the weather. So let's hope we get these races. Let's hope the weather gets a little better. And I know that good crowds are expected. So let's get these races underway. Gentlemen, start your engines.
All the things to do down there at Atlanta Motor Speedway are really a lot of fun, and they do a great job, weather permitting. And, of course, that's really the only hindrance to it. If it were nice weather, it really is a nice time down at AMS. And let's talk about Kennesaw's Ultimate Tailgating and their sponsorship of the Truck Series this weekend.
Yeah, I don't know if you know about this company, Sully, but Ultimate Tailgating is based in Kennesaw, and basically it's a rental company specializing in all sorts of tailgating supplies. So corporate things, marketing products, hospitality rentals, a lot of big events. They use the products from Ultimate Tailgating. It's a really great company and really cool people there in Kennesaw, this Georgia-based company. So it's good to see that they're sponsoring the truck race. So I like local tie-ins and promoting local companies to go along with these national and international races. And hope Ultimate Tailgating gets a good pop from this.
Great little story, too, for them to be based right here. And let's talk about the popularity of racing in terms of gaming. It seems to always increase. And now this iRacing is really taking off and has been for some time. What's up with these guys?
Well, it used to be there was fantasy racing. That would kind of get people's attention. Now you can actually participate yourself. You're in your own car, driving along with the stars of NASCAR and other series as well. So an online simulation, all you need is your computer and one of those USB port steering wheels and a pedal. And, gaming, selling these esports has really taken over or become kind of a partner of a bunch of different sports that we enjoy watching in person or on television. And iRacing has just become extremely popular for the racing fans because it really puts you in your own car and racing on the track against your favorite racers. So it doesn't get much better than that.
I know there was not a pun intended in the show notes here, but it says that you need a high-speed internet connection for this, and I'm sure you saw the humor in that.
That's an assumption that we have to make, and I have a pretty good internet connection in my house. So I've done tried out some of these simulations either on app form or on a PC. And you do have to have a really good internet connection to make it worthwhile. But as time goes on, Sully, all those things are improving. And with the 5G coming, that's going to open up even more doors for iRacing or leagues like this that people can participate in.
In all sports, the technology is just increasing, and hard pressed to find another sport where it is more prolific than in the sport of racing. The cameras, the communication, the fans have so much access to all this. Tell us about the new NASCAR Drive.
Yeah, because fans really want that one-on-one interaction. They have favorite drivers or their favorite teams. NASCAR Drive is a camera feed now that you have access to, so you get not only the communication between your drivers and your crew. We've gotten that for years with the online radio feed, but now you can see things on your desktop that you weren't able to see before. 360-degree views of cars and what's going on in the cars, and NASCAR's revamped its fantasy sports, its fantasy live game with kind of a tie-in with the NASCAR drive as well. So this is a gruesome way to NASCAR's hoping this, you know, getting closer and becoming more familiar with your favorite drivers will help promote the sport in the long run.
And that gets us right to our next topic here, NASCAR's new marketing strategy. We mentioned at the top, Atlanta used to have two races. The economy of NASCAR, at least in the state of Georgia, has changed some with that. It's doing better in some places than others, but NASCAR does kind of have its work cut out for it in terms of staying relevant here. And what do you see them doing, and what are they doing?
Well, the big buzzword is millennials, Sully, as you know, and it's all about all these sports are trying to market to that new generation or trying to attract the attention of the millennials, some doing it better than others. I don't know. Sully, what do you think of millennials and how they follow sports or their, you know, kind of what they follow? Do you think that they're a tough nut to crack, or do you think it's possible?
I think it's possible, but it just has to have a little something to bring them to the party, and I think that that's what NASCAR is trying to figure out, the mystery of what exactly that is. What's going to bring young people in large numbers to this sport?
Yeah, that's the big question. So NASCAR has gone through a transition itself within the sport, so a lot of the popular drivers have retired, I mean, or have left the sport. Jeff Gordon retired, of course, Dale Jr., so they have to pick up and kind of promote the new young stars of the sport. Chase Elliott is a really big name, and, you know, I think they want to use digital social media to help promote these young drivers, and maybe that'll attract the attention of the younger fan, get more younger fans involved in NASCAR, millennials. I know at the Atlanta Motor Speedway they've had parts of the stands that they've opened up for the college kids. So they're trying. So as other sports are, and it is tough getting the attention of these millennials. They have so many options and so many different ways of doing things. But hopefully NASCAR can find that little niche.
Maybe we'll see a scrawny 22-year-old getting out of a Toyota Camry in skinny jeans, driving the, you know, Hot Topic Starbucks Toyota Camry at a race someday soon.
Well, it's possible, and as with my last point here, in 2021, they're introducing a new Generation 7 Cup car for NASCAR. So I think what happened was that years ago, the fans were able to – you were able to go into a showroom and buy kind of a car that was similar – to what Rusty Wallace and Cale Yarborough and Richard Petty were racing around the track. And now the cars really have no resemblance to what is available to the consumer. So they're kind of maybe going to go back to that a little bit in a couple years with the street, making their street cars look like the NASCAR cars or the other way. So they're always trying to see what they can do with these cars and make them popular and get people's attention again. So this is another thing that NASCAR's maybe going back to its roots a little bit with the a new car package maybe in a couple of years.
Well, let's hope for good weather for the events at AMS today and tomorrow as well with the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500 down there starting just after 2 o'clock on Sunday. Rick, normally you join us from a Starbucks location, an undisclosed Starbucks location, but you're at an independent coffee shop today, and we have to remember that Starbucks did start off as a small independent coffee shop. It is somebody's American dream, but it's just a lot bigger now. But where does the coffee that you sip find you today?
Well, this is a little coffee shop, a breakfast and lunch place in the heart of Cobb County. It's called The Daily Grind. It's near where my parents live. So if I go see them or I'm at their place, I can stop by here. And they have a nice dining room area, really friendly people. And I'm not a huge fan of the food at Starbucks. I like the coffee. The food here is really good. Homemade scones and breakfast sandwiches. So for a change of pace, this is welcome when you're hungry for more than just a cup of coffee. I like a place like this.
Well, that's a good endorsement coming from you, and you are a connoisseur. So we will definitely take you and your word on that. Hope you have a great rest of the weekend, Rick. Hope that the rain stops, and I hope they get the races in this weekend.
Yeah, thanks for all the support you've done over the years, Sully, promoting NASCAR as well. And we got to make sure this NASCAR race is successful here in Atlanta.